This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba kicks off plantation campaign on the occasion of Civil Service Day. Maoist Center Chair Prachanda meets Jalanath Khanal with Get Well Soon wishes. And US President Joe Biden defends military pullout as Taliban claim victory. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has kicked off a civil service employees plantation campaign on the occasion of Civil Service Day today. Prime Minister initiated the campaign by planting saplings on different species along the Bishnimati corridor in Kathmandu Metropolis 13. Also present on the occasion were Home Minister Bal Krishna Khand, Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi, Officiating Chief of Army Staff of Nepal Army Prabhuram Sharma and secretaries of different ministries. CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda visited former Prime Minister Jalanath Khanal at Khanal's private residence at Dallu today. During the meeting, Leader Dahal took the health updates of the Khanal, who is recuperating from an illness. Leader Dahal met the newly formed CPN Unified Socialist Senior Leader Khanal and wished him a speedy recovery. Bagmati Province Minister for Social Development Krishna Prasad Sharma Khanal has resigned from the post today. Sharma, who was inducted as a minister from CPN-UML, has chosen to be part of the newly formed CPN Unified Socialist. With this, the CPN-UML-led Bagmati Province government has fallen into minority. Landslide that occurred in Panini Rural Municipality 7, Adguri, left one girl child dead and three others injured. District Police Office identified the deceased as Zharana Sunar, 9-year-old daughter of Jivalal Sunar. Three others wounded are being treated at a local health facility and their condition is said to be normal. A total of 650 people have been benefited from a health camp organized in the district hospital Humla. The camp targeted those with eye and ENT issues and the people with physical disabilities. The camp was organized for the convenience of the people who could not afford to visit other districts for medical care. A team of 28, including 5 medical specialists and 24 health workers, rendered the service. Most of the rural roads in Rasua district have been obstructed due to landslide following incessant rainfall. Locals of the northern part of the Rasua are forced to walk for hours to travel around. Chief District Officer Ishwari Prasad Dhakal said works have been carried out with utmost priority for making all the roads in the district operational. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province one tonight. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. U.S. President Joe Biden has defended his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, a move which led to Taliban militants returning to power. He praised troops for organizing an airlift for more than 120,000 people wishing to flee the Taliban regime. The Islamist militants have been celebrating what they call a victory. For more than a week now, children in some districts in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh have been waking up with a high fever and drenched in sweat. Many of them complained of joint pains, headache, dehydration and nausea. In some cases, they reported rashes spreading across legs and arms. At least 50 people, mostly children, have died of the fever and several hundred have been admitted to hospital in Sikh districts in the eastern part of the state. None of the dead tested positive for COVID-19. Physicians in a few of the affected districts believe dengue, a mosquito-borne viral infection, could be the main cause of death. According to a new assessment, at least 30% of the world's tree species face extinction in the wild. The report, State of the World's Trees, found at least 30% of the 60,000 known tree species face extinction. They range from well-known oaks and magnolias to tropical timber trees. Conservation groups are calling for urgent protection efforts amid threats such as deforestation, logging, and climate change. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba kicks off plantation campaign on the occasion of Civil Service Day. Maoist Center Chair Prachanda meets Jalanath Khanal with Get Well Soon wishes, and US President Joe Biden defends military pullout as Taliban claim victory. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.